at 3:24, I would like to
4:23.
Open a special meeting and close session.
No, a special meeting, we'll do the first agenda.
Let's do the first agenda item.
Swear again, sorry, Red.
So we'll call a special meeting at 4:24. Do we want to do attendance?
Sam?
Yeah, we can. Paul Grino?
Here.
Charlie Hawkins?
Here.
Steve Lawrenson?
Here.
Dennis Olson?
Here.
Bonnie Onion?
Here.
Mary Robinson?
Here.
And Mary Lou Stewart?
Here.
Perfect.
Do you need me mic'd?
Yeah, sure.
So it's recording right here, so I'll just project my voice a little bit. As we've been discussing the budget through these various sessions, we've talked about the need to establish a source of funding that is stable for streets in light of the fact that we are moving in a different direction with the general fund. And a transportation benefit district is what is recommended by the Public Works Advisory Committee. I believe I've gotten your nod in the past. And I mentioned that we were going to need some support to get some community engagement at Public Works. We're just not staffed for it, nor have we been especially successful trying to get community support. It's a difficult community, and we need some assistance to help us to bring this to the voters. And so Liz Loomis is somebody that was actually recommended to Jeff. She's done exactly this for several cities. She has a success of greater than 94%, and that she is going to be able to essentially bring us to the point where we can educate our citizens about the need for street funding and the need to have stable street funding. And essentially create those key messages to get the theme that we need for a successful ballot. She'll help us with communications and media, website support, as well as news releases. And so we're asking for your approval of in the amount of $22,500 for this contract using RED funds. And if council desires, that money can be reimbursed with the future TBD or not. That would be your choice. And I have Eric here again. He wanted to say a couple of words relating to this and how much we've worked on this at the committee level.
So the Public Works Committee has been talking about this for several months now. So it's not something we just kind of need your reaction over. And we came to a 3-0 vote that we were in favor of going forward with this contract with Liz Loomis, and then hopefully if the city responds well with a vote in April, I believe it was, for this TBD. And let me start by saying I'm not a fan of taxes, as probably most of you are not. Not a fan of more government into my pocket, but I really like this because this is monies that come directly to the city of Blaine, specifically directly to Public Works, to work on my roads and your roads and your roads, as well as our trails. I don't have to send any of this money to Olympia and hope that I get some back, and I don't have to send any of this money to DC and hope that I get this back. So it's a 0.2% increase in sales tax, which comes directly to us. And the good part about that there's a few things. We're the only city in Whatcom County that's not doing this currently. So all the other cities are taking advantage of this tax. But at the same time, we have a lot of sales that come from non-Blaine residents. There's an estimate that 35% of the sales tax that's brought in to this city is through mailboxes. And the assumption is that the PO boxes, not the mailbox, PO boxes, the assumption is that a lot of those are people who live outside the city limits, possibly outside the country limits, which is at 35%. That, with a $250,000 estimate that this would bring in for the city, that's roughly $87,000 that's coming from mailboxes alone. Not to mention people who come from outside the city and outside the country to buy things and at the restaurants. So I mean, you know, I don't want to put a number on what the estimate of outside monies would be, but for every dollar that maybe I have to put in my pocket, it could mean $1 or $2 that's coming from outside. So that is a huge selling point with me. And we're not talking about money that we're going to build a big new something that we may or may not need. We're talking about actual maintenance, continued maintenance, to kind of keep a status quo on our roads and our trails. And the Public Works Committee, we're really on board with this and hope that the City Council can support it. So, yeah.
Another reason why we want to cut this loose is it's a really good testing ground for a future measure that might come out of the Budget Task Force. So we'd like to get this thing out of the gate because it really is separate. It's not the same, you know, it's a separate issue. And by getting this contract on board and by starting this now, and I appreciate you being willing to set a special meeting to do this, we should be able to make what we need to make for the April ballot. So, yes, sir.
Does this require a majority or a super majority?
I believe it's just majority. Yeah.
I'm not sure. Have you checked it? Because I tried to find out, I can't get it.
I think we did.
Yeah,
check
we
that at one
check
point.
It. We can all confirm.
Well, her letter says
MRSC.
Well, that's why I questioned it.
She would know.
She would definitely know.
Yeah, it says yeah. Simple majority in her letter.
You can call downtown and they'll tell you.
The other thing is,
the auditor will tell you.
What's the length of time that long you can go over to them? What
it's 10 years. And then it would need to be.
Years, what's required to renew?
I believe it's another vote.
Another vote.
Yeah. So for that 10-year period, we will have a list of projects, just like we did for the levy. And then we would be reporting to you. You would be approving that budget every year. So if it's $250,000 and you want so much to go to trails and you want so much to go to streets, you have that discretion. You become the TBD board.
But we're talking about maintenance as well, right? Not just projects.
Yes, actually, we're talking mostly maintenance.
Okay, just want to clarify that.
Yeah. If we do projects, what I'm thinking for projects would just be mostly grant match. Because that's our biggest challenge with losing the street money, is the grant match and the maintenance element.
Raven, I missed the last meeting. How did you arrive at a number?
It's an estimate. It's based on information that Jeff has on sales tax. So how much do we get on sales tax? So based on that, 0.2% would equate to approximately $200.
The amount of money that you need, is that, how did you start with it? Did you start with, I need this amount of money?
No.
No, that's what, 0.2%.
We're limited by state law. You can only do 0.2%.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I
That's why Bellingham is 8.7 and we're 8.5, Ferndale, same thing. If you shop in Linden, Ferndale, Bellingham, you're already paying it.
So 8.7 is the max any city in this state can charge?
8.2% for a transportation benefit district is the max. Every county, I think, has different sales tax structure based on tourism and all of that good stuff. So, but
0.2%. So higher than 8.7.
Yeah, in the Seattle area, they voted in some other special thing.
You can also do it based on vehicle tabs. You can do that without a vote. We don't think that's advisable for two reasons. One, for the reason that Eric said, that this is going to recoup some monies from people that come to town, right? And the other part of that is that we don't want to penalize people for having vehicles. I mean, I think that would just really backfire on us if we tried to do that politically. So. Again, the purpose of the contract is to give Public Works the help and support to try to galvanize the community, educate the community and take it to the next step. Eric has volunteered to be one of the committee members for the PRO statement, as well as one other member of the Public Works Advisory Committee. So that is huge that we already have a community advocate outside of the, you know, staff and council.
Regan, a lot of money. That maximum is 22 a line?
For her charges? Yes, for the April ballot.
But there isn't, if she has other expenses, are we liable for those? I see that she talks about $110 an hour.
This is a not to exceed contract, the way it is written.
What do you think the election will cost?
At least $10,000.
I think Sherry's put in 15.
Yeah.
Okay, but is there any other benefits in place?
Yes.
I believe it is.
And it can also be reimbursed through the TBD if you so desire.
Okay, well, I move that formally that we accept the proposal with the understanding that the TBD reimburses whatever costs for Sherry.
Yes.
Sherry and the election.
Okay.
Would you repeat that motion, please?
I move we accept the resolution with two changes. One.
Contract.
Contract, approve the contract. Contract costs are reimbursed by any subsequent TBD, and the election costs are reimbursed by any subsequent TBD.
Is Heavy, you have that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Reimburse the red one?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said TBDs.
They're reimbursed by the TBD.
By the TBD.
To the red.
Right, right.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded. Are there any other questions or comments?
I just have a question about, did we verify when the school district levy was going to be?
Trying to, I know that question.
She mentioned in her letter that we should verify that.
We'll do that.
We'll do that. I think that they already went out for an MNO this past year.
2 years.
Or 2 years ago.
Have one?
No, because it's every 4 years.
Oh, so you will not be one. Okay, that's good.
But we'll verify.
The only comment I have is that I think this is long overdue. We've been talking about it for years. And I'm glad to see it's finally making up our minds to do something about it and get it on the ballot and see what happens. I think it's really appropriate that we get somebody who's a professional to manage this program for us. And I'm all for it. So any other comments or questions? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion is carried 7-0.
Thank you very much.
In a closed session for labor, probably about 20 minutes or less.
Okay.
So is there any conversation, Olympia, about doubling that penny a gallon gas tax?
I have not heard that.
That was put in a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe we talk to any of the elected officials about that.
That'd be a good thing to bring up to Senator Erickson.
Take a note of that.
I will do that right now.
Okay, we're going to call for a closed executive session.
No action.
At approximately 4:37. We anticipate being out for approximately 20 minutes, and we do not anticipate any action required.
Right.
Are we going to move? 5:08, I will bring the executive session to a close. Is there any new business or old business regarding the council special meeting? Hearing none, I will bring the meeting to a close at 5:09.
Thank you.